I'd like to call the June 17th Siskiyou County Planning Commission meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Hart.
He'll be late.
Commissioner Fowle.
Present.
Commissioner Lindler.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Commissioner Mello.
Okay, and then approval of minutes. I did not see the minutes. I was wondering if I can get a copy. Thank you.
Yeah, they weren't attached on mine either.
So just give us a minute to review.
April 15th, right?
I think there's a copy.
Yeah, if you need a double review. I didn't see them.
No, they weren't on the packet that was emailed.
Yeah, and I didn't see them on this. I went and looked.
They're not on the online packet, so.
Right.
So we can't vote on them.
We'll hold off until the following.
So.
Move to table the April 15th minutes until the July regularly scheduled planning commission meeting.
Second.
Second. Okay, motion carries to move the minutes. So we will hold on that, but I will keep this copy if I can.
Yeah.
Thank you. Unscheduled appearances. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Are there any unscheduled appearances that are not on the agenda today? Okay, seeing none. Are there any conflicts of interest on today's agenda items?
Nope.
Okay. None as well on my end. So all items presented to the Planning Commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the commission should be given to the clerk of the commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the commission at the speaking podium and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have the opportunity to address the commission. Public records related to the open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the California Public Records Act, that are distributed to the majority of the legislative body, will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street in Yreka. At the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body, all project documents are on file at the Planning Commission, the Planning Division of the Siskiyou County Community Development Department, located at 806 South Main Street in Yreka, and are available for public review. There's the public hearing protocol, which is listed in the agenda. And then the right of appeal. Projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. Please contact the county clerk for more information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the proposed project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to the Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Are there any changes to the agenda or additional items?
I just want to note on agenda item one, I don't believe I got a review copy as I normally do before this is published, so I actually haven't formally reviewed agenda item number one.
Okay.
I don't know if it matters, and I don't know if it's an issue, or I assume the Planning Commission would like these items reviewed by our office as attorneys for the Planning Commission before they're published.
Is there a way we can go ahead and continue with the hearing and then either allow you time? Can we make a motion to approve if we find that to be the case and then you approve before it's published? Or would we have to make Yeah, subject to approval of his review, or do we have to withdraw?
Well, I mean, I think
hold on the vote.
I think there's a couple of options here. I just wanted to disclose this about this agenda item. If you want to go forward, it's up to you. If you want to delay it a month and have me formally review it, I may have no changes at all.
Okay.
I frequently don't. I know perhaps that's an issue with planning staff, is I oftentimes don't have input, so I even send it to county council.
Yeah, and I did read it personally. Go ahead.
I'll stick my neck out. Did my due diligence, read this one, compared it to the last three projects over the last 20 years that we've had double frontage projects on. Language is consistent, and I have no issue moving forward with this, even though council did not review. I have the comments from previous double frontage properties, and council only twice chimed in. Once was Mr. Carroll, the other was our preceding council representative, simply clarifying the language in the code as it relates to double frontage properties. There were no legal issues.
I concur with that.
Yeah.
Through the chair, Haley Lane, Community Development Director. And I would just add to, you know, just as a process thing moving forward, if at any time council doesn't formally review, and if they're are legal concerns, right? We can always hold off, but you know, for this situation, it's a pretty standard project.
I agree.
So, you know, just using your discernment with that.
Okay, yeah, no, I think we should move forward with the planning hearing as discussed. I too read the full proposal in the packet and I didn't see any glaring issues. It's pretty straightforward project, so. Okay, so with that, let's open up the agenda item one. The Tatum BLA 25-23 is categorically exempt. Staff report, please.
Thank you. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Lon Tatum has proposed to reconfigure two existing parcels located in the community of McLeod, resulting in one 14.47-acre parcel and one 16.88-acre parcel. The standard process for minor boundary line adjustments is review and approval by the planning director. However, being as the resultant parcels will have double frontage, parcel 1 to Mill Road and Hall Road, parcel 2 to Hall Road and Forest Road, pursuant to section 10-4.105.3 of the Siskiyou County Code, no lot shall have double frontage unless otherwise approved by the planning commission. The project is being presented to the commission for review and approval. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. This project is exempt from CEQA for section 15305A as it is a minor lot line adjustment not resulting in the creation of any new parcels. Agency comments received are included in the staff report. No public comments were received at the time the staff report was written. Staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the Tatum boundary line adjustment. There is a suggested motion in the packet, and the applicants and project representative are present if you have any questions for them. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Commission questions at this time?
Nope.
No? Okay. So I'd like to open up the public hearing. Are there any project proponents that would like to speak on behalf of this project? Yep. Please come to the podium, state your name and your address for the record, please.
Thank you. I'm Edward Pearson, 2730 Ventura Street, number D, Anderson, California.
Thank you.
And thanks for having us here. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
And everyone, staff, thanks for the great project proposal. I'm just here to answer any questions you might have, and I can be seated, and if you want to call me up at any point, I would love to answer anything for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. I don't have any questions, did you?
Not at this time.
Okay.
I'll sit down.
Thank you. Are there any other project proponents that would like to address the commission? Okay. Any project opponents? Okay, with that, I'll close the public hearing, seeing none, and then bring it back to the commission for discussion. Commissioner Fowle?
Just a question for clarification. Obviously, parcel one, the double is Mill Hall, and it actually looks like two potential ingress egress to Hall, one to Mill. Is that correct? As it goes around that
Correct.
Okay.
So parcel one touches Hall Road in two places.
Correct. And so I just wanted to be sure that's not considered a triple frontage, is it?
Technically, it is. So yes,
but we see an ingress egress easement on.
Yeah. So to go further into code, when we determine which is the frontage of the property, it's upon development. So these are technically potential frontages. So when they build on it, the frontage will actually be determined where the driveway comes from.
Okay.
So the narrow 60-foot wide strip that touches Hall Road will not be likely be their frontage. Let's see. Trying to see if there's development.
No, it's on the second one. No, the development's on parcel two.
On two, yeah. So it all depends on really where their driveway comes in.
Okay. To the other commissioners, I don't have a problem moving forward with this. I think it makes sense doing the boundary line adjustment and knowing the minimum parcel size allowed. I mean, potentially, parcel one and parcel two could be each split one more time, mm-hmm. and then all four parcels would have access to a road. It makes sense. I have no issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Vail?
Fine.
And I don't have any issues. My only advice just to the project proponents is make sure on these before you develop, you work with CAL FIRE. Just a word of advice there. But with that, I think we're ready to take a vote. If we have a motion, please.
I'll make a motion. I move that we adopt resolution PC 2026-007, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining that the Tatum Boundary Line Adjustment, BLA-25-23, exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approving the project.
I will second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. This is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, so old business, agenda item one.
She wants to say something else.
Can I make one statement?
Yes, please.
I just want to thank the commission for its common sense and getting the job done. I, as a private citizen, I need to appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, so agenda item one, Title 10 Zoning Code. This is a continuation of our special meeting from June 3rd. So we want to start with a staff report or an update.
I was simply going to just hit the ground running. I believe we left off on page 206, and then we would just,
because
the staff report will be very similar.
Okay, yeah, let me go pull that up real quick.
Unless your notes indicate we're on a different section.
No, I was, actually I had 205, but
okay.
That may have been the page we last covered. I have a bizarre request. Since it's a quarter after nine, Commissioner Hart thought he would be here. He thought by 9:20. I would respectfully request we take a short 5-minute break to see if Commissioner Hart can be here.
To go into this?
At 9:20, let's go ahead and start, but then he will be able to be involved in as much as possible, because I know he is very interested in this discussion and review.
Yeah, no, I would support that. So why don't we reconvene? Let's reconvene at 9:20, just a quick 5-minute break, and then we can go from there and see where he's at.
Yeah.
Would you mind?
Is this where we are?
Yeah, I don't know.